Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Are the headlines.
Okay. Couple of Bruins headed to the hall. That would be Zdeno Chara, who you just heard right there. Joe Thornton going in as well, along with Alexander Mogilny and Duncan Keith, which is a nice class there, I'd say. Yeah, pretty nice class. And with all that, who else is going? Oh, a couple more. Jennifer Botterill and Brianna Decker, women's players going in. Jack Parker going in. A couple other people going in. But as far as the NHL players you're seeing, it's Chara, it's Keith, it's Mogilny, and it's Jumbo Joe Thornton. Now, I want to get to Thornton because I think he deserves his due for a tremendous career. I remember when he was first drafted, and now he's like this old man, this beard. It's weird. It's weird seeing a guy go from the beginning of his career to the end like that and play that long after being, you know, so good right away. But I want to talk a little bit about Chara, who is on a lot of lists considered one of the greatest free agent signings, not just in Bruins history. I think in Bruins history, that's an easy one right there. It's not a very long list when it comes to the Bruins. With the Bruins, you got Chara at the top, number one with a bullet. Number two, I'd say maybe is Tim Thomas. You got Mark Savard, Mark Recchi, you know, some other guys that you could throw in there. But that's about it. When it comes to the Bruins, it hasn't really been, you know, a lot of banner free agent signings that you look at and think, oh, yeah, wow, they've really had some great luck when it comes to that. They did with Chara. They certainly did with Chara. And you can put Chara up there with the best of all time, right? I mean, I don't think that that's a crazy thing to say. You got Chara. You got Niedermeyer with the Ducks. You got maybe Martin St. Louis with Tampa Bay, Marian Hossa to the Blackhawks there to play with Taves and what's his face there, Patrick Kane, and the incredible run that they went on after that. You go back a little bit to like Adam Graves signing with the Rangers in 91, Brett Hull with the Stars. You could say Bobrovsky getting signed by Florida, all of those, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know that you'd put any of them ahead of Chara. I don't know that you do. And it's not as though Chara led them to this big dynasty where they won a million cups or anything like that. But in terms of what he became and like his game and what he turned into for that team and in that league, it's through the roof. I mean, really, just an all-timer, really. One of the all-time great free agent signings in the history of that whole league. And that's a league that when you go back, I mean, there was the regional district. You could only, you know, have players on your team if they were from a certain area. Like, that's why Montreal was so good for so long. That's where all the hockey players were. Like, it was a whole thing for a while. So it's not like there's this big rich history of free agency in the NHL to go off of like there are in some other sports. But there is definitely a place for Chara when it comes to that, and it's among the top. It's among the tops in the history of the league. And props to him. What a tremendous career. And a tremendous Bruin he was. I was hoping that he'd be able to finish his career in Boston. He didn't. It was very painful to see him go to the Capitals. I know he didn't do much there, but I was hoping that he'd be one of those guys that would end his career in Boston. He did not, but now he's back with the team, and now he's in the Hall of Fame. So good news there. Great to see. And as for Joe Thornton, I mean, I wouldn't say he's up there with the all-time great Bruins draft picks or anything. He's, you know, in the conversation just in terms of the career that he had. But, you know, I wouldn't put him ahead of, like, Bork or any of those guys, the draft picks that they made, the great ones, because he wasn't great. He was very good. He wasn't great, and not with the Bruins anyway. And he went on to have a great career. And he deserves to go into the Hall of Fame. I'm certainly not trying to say that he doesn't. But I do think that there's sort of a difference there. It wasn't until they kind of got out from the Joe Thornton era that they were really able to become the Bruins as we sort of have known them over the last 15-plus years. Like, that's really – it sort of took moving on from Joe and going on to the next phase and bringing up all the young kids and having them all grow up together at the same time, I think, that ushered in this new era of Boston Bruins hockey that we've all, you know, grown so attached to. Speaking of which, the Bruins up 4-1 over Toronto. They just scored early in the second period now, really taking it to the Leafs here, and that's great to see. All right, let's get to our next headline.
These are the headlines.
All right, I guess we got to our first headline. I didn't even realize we hadn't played that yet. My bad. So here we go. That was the first one there was Thornton and the Hall of Fame in the NHL. Number two would be this. The Dallas Mavericks have fired GM Nico Harrison. Why? What happened? What did he do? This was made this morning. There was a meeting between Harrison and the governor of the team, Patrick Dumont, who released an open letter to the fans of the Dallas Mavericks, which is just an unbelievably tone-deaf thing, which I'll read here in just a second. But Dumont said in a statement, "This decision reflects our continued commitment to building a championship-caliber organization, one that delivers for our players, our partners, and most importantly, our fans." Assistant GMs Michael Finley and Matt Riccardi have been promoted to lead the Mavs basketball operations department on an interim basis. Harrison had been under fire from the Luka Doncic trade. That trade gave Dallas Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 first-round pick in return. People were protesting. They were chanting, "Fire Nico." It was this whole thing. And really, if you think about it, to go from losing in the NBA Finals to trading Luka Doncic that next season, it was insane. It was insane that happened. Insane to trade a guy in his 20s. Mid-20s, away to the Lakers for Anthony Davis, a 2029 first-round pick, and who was it, Max Christie, and think, yep, did my job. Just wild, really wild. At the time, we were trying to compare it to something. The only thing I could think was like Mookie Betts, like the Mookie Betts trade, maybe. But it was really the type of trade. The thing is, Nico Collins, he's obviously getting all the hate for it. Nico Harrison, obviously getting all the hate for it. But that's not a trade that a GM just goes rogue and does on his own. That's a trade that has to be okayed by the higher-ups. That's a trade that has to be requested from the higher-ups. You don't just turn around and ship the face of the franchise out of town unless there is real legitimate support from the people upstairs. That's just not something that happens. I'm sorry, it's not. There had to be much more in motion than just Nico Harrison saying, "Hey, I think we should trade Luka Doncic." It's like, no, I don't buy that. I just don't. It's not like he was Mark Cuban here. It's not like he's someone that had a ton of pull and a ton of sway and was this my way or the highway type of GM with this long, long resume full of successes. Like, that's not who he was. It's not who he is. And I do kind of feel like he's taking the fall for this. Just in the same way kind of Chaim Bloom took the fall for the Mookie Betts trade. That wasn't a Chaim Bloom trade. Chaim Bloom probably didn't want to come in and trade Mookie Betts. He was told he had to. Now, as far as Luke is concerned, that organization in Dallas, they were really on top of him for a lot of things. Remember Michael Finley taking the beer away from him after they won the Western Conference Championship? Like, they were pretty, I don't know, with him. Like, there was a real sense of, like, this guy's really walking on thin ice out here in Dallas, despite being, again, the face of their franchise, an MVP, all-NBA type of player since he got there. I mean, really, since he first arrived, he's been that guy. And didn't really seem like, you know, yeah, doesn't play defense, sure. But he's a one-man army out there. And they moved on. And they got their first-round pick, and they got Cooper Flagg. And, you know, they're off to a dreadful start, are those Dallas Mavericks. Really off to a terrible, terrible start. They're 3-8. The only team with a worse record in the West are the Pelicans, who are 2-8. And there's a couple of one-win teams in the East. Brooklyn, Indiana, and the Washington Wizards are 1-9, 1-9, and 1-10, respectively. Nice start there for your Pacers. Jeez. You know, I thought that team would be a little bit better without Halliburton, but no, they are not. Making the Celtics look great by comparison. Anyways, Nico Harrison out in Dallas to the surprise of pretty much no one.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And let's get to our next headline. And that would be a story that we've barely even touched on at all here, Joe, and that is the pitch rigging case in Major League Baseball, which I still can't really believe that this thing is happened the way that it has. If you're unfamiliar with what I'm talking about, it's not something that has gotten a ton of play around here just because it doesn't involve pitchers on this team, but it does involve guys who are pretty well-known relievers in the majors. And I'm talking, of course, about Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase, who took bribes to help their friends in the Dominican Republic win prop bets based on individual pitches that they threw. A U.S. magistrate judge named Donald Cabell in Boston granted Ortiz his release. They appeared in federal court yesterday, but with several conditions, including that he surrender his passport, restrict his travel to the Northeast, and post $500,000 bail. $50,000 of it secured. He was also ordered to avoid contact with anyone who could be viewed as a victim, a witness, or a co-defendant in the case. According to the indictment, Ortiz and Clase took several thousand dollars in payoffs to help two unnamed gamblers in their home country win at least $460,000 on bets placed in the speed and outcome of certain pitches, including some that landed in the dirt. So if you have seen this before, and I've bet this a few times, you know, not because I had inside information from Luis Ortiz or Emmanuel Clase or anybody else, but there are bets that you can make on all of the apps about how fast the first pitch is going to be. Is the first pitch going to be a strike, etc. And it's just one pitch. And they said, okay, well, no one's ever going to figure it out if we just throw a ball. It was basically what they were doing. And these are guys who are making good money in the major leagues, getting a couple thousand dollars in kickbacks here. Like, the scale of it is unbelievable. It really is. And I'm all for helping your friends, you know, like, but maybe instead of throwing the game, you cut your buddy a check. You know, maybe you do that. Maybe you say, hey, you know, I'm not going to go out there and give you some inside information and throw a pitch a certain way and have all my friends bet all this money on it and set all these alarms off, because everyone's freaking out. Well, the activity coming on, how fast the first pitch of the game is going to be. It must be something going on there. No. How about I just cut you a check? All right. I'm making lots of money. I'll cut you a check. How's that sound? Instead, they're risking decades in prison. I mean, this is crazy. Clase, the Guardians closer, and Ortiz, a starter, have been on non-disciplinary paid leave since July, when Major League Baseball started investigating what it said was high in-game betting activity when those two pitched. Some of the games in question were in April, May, and June. Ortiz was arrested by the FBI at Logan Airport here. Clase is believed to be outside the U.S. The official was not authorized to speak publicly, but said that is where he is. It was on the condition of anonymity. Ortiz and Clase, according to U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella, said they betrayed baseball, America's pastime. Integrity, honesty, and fair play are part of the DNA of pro sports. When corruption infiltrates the sport, it brings disgrace. Disgrace! not only to the participants, but damages the public trust in an institution that is vital and dear to all of us. Ortiz's lawyer said in a statement, his client is innocent. He has never and would never improperly influence a game, not for anyone and not for anything. Let's hope not. Because honestly, what he was standing to get in a kickback for this, as opposed to what he was risking in terms of his career and his freedom and everything else, it's just, it's incredible. I mean, it
that
really
was
is.
A disgraceful performance.
It was. You know who used to say things were a disgrace a lot? Pete Shepard. He would say, it was very, very, that's not a disgrace. I remember working with him. That was a big word for him, disgrace. He loved calling things a disgrace. Ortiz's defense team documented for prosecutors that the payments and money transfers between him and individuals in the DR were for legal activities. Major League Baseball said it contacted federal law enforcement when it began investigating unusual betting activity and has fully cooperated with authorities. And that's really the big thing here. That's what ended up getting Rozier. That's what ended up getting all these guys, is when everybody knows about it and everybody starts betting that this one particular guy is going to throw one particular pitch and we all manage to hit on it at the exact same time. Of course, there's algorithms. There's all sorts of AI. They're going to flag that and they're going to look into it. How dumb can you be? I mean, you know, like, I'm sure that there are times when a lot of people bet on something because they know it's a trend. They know Garrett Crochet is going to throw a fastball to start the game because he always does. So they bet on that and they bet it's going to be, you know, over whatever the over-under is. And a lot of times, I'm sure it was, but not every time. And it was never bet enough that it raised the suspicion of these, or maybe it was. I don't know. Who knows? I have no idea. I really don't. All I know is that they ended up nailing these two guys. And if it's happening in any other sort of, if it's happening on any sort of scale beyond just what their normal betting numbers are for those types of things, they know how many people bet on the first pitch. They know how many people bet on pitch-by-pitch stuff in baseball and how often those bets hit and, you know, how often you get the action on that. And if you get a huge spike in it, yes, obviously they're going to think something's fishy. I just can't believe that anybody would be willing to risk their career for a couple $1,000 to help out some guy in the DR when they easily could have just written the guy a check and been completely fine. You know, just that's it. That's all you had to do. You're trying to help somebody out? Help them out. Why would you put your career and your freedom on the line for that? Absolutely incredible stuff here. It really, really is. And we'll see. We'll see what comes of this. But, you know, there was one of these games with Clause A was a with a Red Sox game. In one example cited in the indictment, Clause A invited a bettor to a game against the Red Sox in April, spoke with him by phone just before taking the mound. 4 minutes later, the bettor and his associates won $11,000 on a wager that he would toss a certain pitch slower than 97.95 miles per hour. Like, you think maybe they noticed that? You guys think so? You think maybe that's one of those things that they're going to flag and look at and maybe just take a little bit of a peek in there and see who's betting on it and why so many people suddenly decided to bet on this one pitch? Like, you know, and now Major League Baseball and the books are going to scale back some of the individual pitch bets because they say it's too easy to manipulate. But again, you know, you can't get it done unless there's willing participants. And there were clearly willing participants here willing to put their career on the line and their freedom on the line, which I think is wild. I really, really do. Anyway, there you go. There's your headlines here at 8 o'clock.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.